your next spaceship. You're a passenger with your ticket waiting in line to get on board a spaceship.
So
called body. Spaceship
stuck.
Is called body. You, the passenger, is called oxygen. And it's taking you through a journey for X amount of revolutions around the sun till you decide to dump you.
That
you're
right. That sounds so depressing. Why am I depressed over there?
But that's what the whole thing is all about. But it's fun. While on board a spaceship, you can be pampered from 1 to 12. And from 12 to 18, you can be pampered again. And then from 18 to 30, you can do your own thing. And 30 to whatever you want to stop. That society will let you do your thing. But then when you stop it, you're going to get off at that spot. Onto the spaceship, on board the platform called Oxygen.
Just to repeat the process.
That's right. But you have one thing to console yourself. The same spaceship is not there. It's a new one. And it's moving forward, it's not moving backwards. So, if 200 years ago you were in England, what would you look like? You'd have to go look up the history book 200 years ago to see where you were. Then 100 years after, you're in America, that's the way you look like. Now, 200 years from now, you might be on some other planet. But every opportunity is a brand new city. 200 years ago, you weren't driving cars, and you weren't having spectacles, and you weren't wearing all the fancy jewelry. And today, now, 200 years after, you're driving cars and all the different facilities. Electricity and different things. 200 years from now, you may be flying like your own comfortable wheel.
Well, then when you say that you move forward, are you talking about just chronologically?
Yes. You may be driving 200 years from now, or you may be driving comfortable wheels. Right now, you're driving an automobile. Think of driving a comfortable wheel.
What is that?
Like a car with a propeller on top and another one behind it to push it.
Oh, the Jetsons, you mean?
Your propeller cars. air travel cars. You're not going to use the road no more. You'll be moving across 4 or 5 feet above the ground. As soon as you get in the unit, it's floating this high off the ground, or it touches the ground, and you get on board of it, and you press and it lifts up and shoots across the air. Because the society will change, malls are going to be different, the houses are going to be different, and 200 years from now you say, wow, look at me, same oxygen, in the same air, now the new birthday suit, playing a new game.
Do
you have a new script? Oh yeah, work, pay your bills, that's the script.
That's my script?
That's the script, I said.
That's everybody's script?
That's everybody's.
Work to pay the bills.
Know something for nothing. If you could perform all the miracles you like, what would you do the rest of you?
Well, that would be the first miracle.
Huh?
I'm a residue collector.
Who would that be?
No, not a person.
Well, where are you going to put it? Collecting the residue is the biggest problem in all the miracle makers. Jesus fed the 4,000 and the 5,000. That was twice he fed them. And on both occasions, they didn't believe he fed them genuine food. And in order to prove to them he fed them genuine food and they were not victims of hypnosis because they believed in hypnosis in those days, he made them pick up the crumbs and the bones. Now, I've been to a Woodstock festival of only 1,000 people where they cut off the place. It took them 3 days to clean up that place from all the junk that they threw up. Imagine how long it takes to clean up 4,000 people, a half trailed basket of crumbs and bones. They could have a lot of to feed them. Let alone the 5,000. So they earn what they eat. They like it or not, for they found out they didn't get something for nothing. But in today's society, if you do too many of those kind of miracles, the sales tax people are going to come in and demand payment for making food and selling it.
Mm-hmm.
How many dead people can you raise before the IRS is going to come and collect the past due taxes from the guy that you raised from the dead? So then he's going to hate you more for raising him from the dead. It doesn't pay not to go and perform miracles. People are waking up to the reality that they got to live now and be responsible for their actions.
And there's no place in that for miracles.
The miracle is timing, and it's the only miracle there'll ever be. When you do it. Look at today. You left where you came from to come to here. You ever figure out the amount of interferences on the road to get here?
We talked about this. Bridge traffic.
But in spite of the fact that the interferences look like interferences, each one was so well timed that you arrived to suffer on time. So what is more important in the miracle is this. Living now is the opportunity for all the miracles. And timing is the miracle. Timing of the daily events in your life is the evidence that creative intelligence directs your existence. You don't have a dog or anything to do with it other than that it occur around you on time. Even when you eat the food, you gotta wait till your tummy decides to digest it. You can't tell your tummy it's time to go to work. So that is where we call timing is the greatest miracle. And the wrong timing is the barrier. Too soon, too late, no good.
So there's absolutely nothing you can do. Your fate is there. And there's nothing you can do.
What is for who?
To that.
What is for who?
What?
For who or for what?
For who or for what?
Which one is looking for entertainment? Who or what you are? Who you are or what you are? Which one of the two is looking for the entertainment?
Yes, the who.
Good, then that's the reason why it's called an illusion. That's why you call it. There's no commandment, thou shalt not lie. You can lie to yourself all day. But you're only going to lie to the who. You can't lie to what you are. What you are is what you are. But you can lie to yourself from A to Z and all kinds of fixed fantasies. And you're entitled to do that because why? There's no commandment thou shalt not lie. So you're entitled to play all the mind games you want to play on the who. But what you are is fundamentally what you are, reading. That's why they say the truth is one, and that's the breath. It's only one for everybody. And the paths are a bunch of who's and hues, all the different colors you can build up around yourself to breathe.
It's hard to get away from the
who. And that's the reason why it's set up like that, to entertain God who created the whole thing. He's a what? But you can never enjoy a who until you design a what out of a who, and a who out of a what. So we put the two things together and turn it loose to play a game with itself.
This is all for entertainment.
That's right.
And you're in it, and you're of it.
Not you, the body.
The what of you.
The what of you.
Not the who. The who is the body. And the what is the
answer. That's
right. And the
what is what's permanent. It's always permanent. It'll always be here, and the who will go through many changes to satisfy the one. One day it'll look male, next day you look female. One day you look black, next day you look brown, yellow, white, green. But that's all the who's providing an opportunity for the what.
Okay, when you become enlightened.
Enlightened means you accept that you can live now.
Does that make the who become a what?
No.
The carbon-based body doesn't become a what?
No, you accept what you are. And you didn't know, become it. You accept that you are what you are. A carbon-based body, permanent, indoors, needs to be fooling itself. You see, you don't have to fool yourself that you got to breathe. Good. But it's the acceptance of it. And then you accept it, then you see how calm you become. You're not in a hurry. And everything occurs around you for you to cope with. Because you can't act before each breath. And each breath is there for you to perform the act. And you can't have an act to perform if you don't breathe. So therefore, the breathing is already preset to provide the opportunity to act. But when you don't breathe, then you find out there are no acts to perform. Or no access to grant. That's the thing. But if you breathe, you can do all kinds of charades with your mouth and your body. But that's permissible. God is provided for you to do that. You're provided to make mistakes, you're provided to correct them, you're provided to imagine, you're provided to regret, you're provided to forget, and you're provided to feel all kinds of charades with your mind. God, that's who you are. None of them is bad. They're all being provided to be experienced. So they may be called lousy decisions, but the good decision is that you breathe. So a sister once told me when I met her, she said, "Nano, when you know God, you see, you don't have to fool yourself that you got to breathe." Good. But it's the acceptance of it. And then you accept it, then you see how calm you become. You're not in a hurry. And everything occurs around you for you to cope with. Because you can't act before each breath. And each breath is there for you to perform the act. And you can't have an act to perform if you don't breathe. So therefore, the breathing is already preset to provide the opportunity to act. But when you don't breathe, then you find out there are no acts to perform. Or no access to grant. That's the thing. But if you breathe, you can do all kinds of charades with your mouth and your body. But that's permissible. God is provided for you to do that. You're provided to make mistakes. You're provided to correct them. You're provided to imagine. You're provided to regret. You're provided to forget. And you're provided to feel all kinds of charades with your mind. Because of who you are. None of them is bad. They're all being provided to be experienced. So they may be called lousy decisions. But the good decision is that you breathe. So a sister once told me when I met her, she said, "Nano, when you know God, all your good and lousy decisions are fulfilled in my lap." Because I understood what she meant. The others were standing around didn't understand what she said. And I laughed, and she laughed too. "When you know God, all your good and lousy decisions are fulfilled." And if you recognize that you breathe, the good decision is that you breathe. The lousy decisions are mistakes that you make every day. The fact that you have to breathe and make them, there are lousy decisions. But you're going.
So you give thanks for the lousy decisions.
But they have to be experienced, so they're going to be fulfilled. They can't be avoided. So they're going to be fulfilled, and fulfilled means that they're going to happen.
Okay.
the way it is supposed to happen. Lousy or otherwise.
No problem. To move us towards, is this to move us towards something?
No, it's to make us appreciate that we breathe. How will you appreciate that you breathe if you don't make a lousy decision?
Personally, I never associated breathing with it. I just took it for granted.
Take it for granted.
Until nitty gritty came along.
You cannot take for granted living, but you breathe to make lousy decisions, to recognize they're lousy, and to appreciate that they are lousy, and that you didn't die in the process, so you're thankful for recognizing that you can live a lousy decision. And it isn't lousy after you understand that you were designed to live lousy decisions as well as good ones. So who is there that's going to live good decisions all the time? Who is there going to live lousy decisions all the time? Mm-hmm. Nature don't have those such things. You have half and half.
Even Jesus has half and half.
The horoscope will show you that. You take your horoscope and you'll see half of it has lousy decisions and half of it has good decisions. But the decisions to be lousy or good don't come one after the other. They come random. That's the anguish of it. You don't know which one is coming up next.
Yeah.
The only thing you know for sure is that it's coming.
It's coming, right. That's exactly. You know it's coming. Well, which is it?
And you know you're
going to
cope with it,
right.
No matter what it is.
But it's coming. So, Brother Jesus, take my peace. Don't take the world. The world gives you 6 feet under the ground and go hide. My peace is cope with the moment. Just be calm. Don't panic. And cope with the moment. Breathe. That's the greatest peace you can have. Live the moment. Cope with it. You're a winner. Losers can't afford. You look back and you look at yourself, hey, I'm the sport of God to be over. Sure, why not? What's wrong with you if you're a loser? Then why you want to panic? You didn't panic down there when you're over with God with your head up. Why should you panic now when you're a full grown adult body? Breathe.
He's so proud.
Too simple. That's why I like to meditate. Because when I meditate, I appreciate breathing. More.
Well, I become aware of it more.
Right.
Because you're aware of it more.
That's right.
Yeah, but your body's cutting down. I think you know.
Then as you become aware of it more, you become calmer.
What?
You become calm, peaceful, not in an anguish worrying about if you're going to panic or anything. And that you can't do it.
I'm not doing it back.
If you have a brother who comes and says, do these things in my name, and you bless it, would you do it if you didn't want to enjoy it? Why would he give it life if he didn't want you to enjoy the moment? You know, he's giving up his body, you know. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got a student who got a rougher job, could be training. Between the two of them, who do you think had a tougher job? Betraying a friend or dying for your brother?
Jesus.
How did God feel about that moment?
Friend, a God can't be a God unless he can invent every crazy idea and compensate it to make it look like a right.
Good.
Thank you. Now you know why you call it a creation or a movie? Come, let us make a manifestation. So he's the producer. He's the actor. He's the roles, and he's the director who harasses the actors. He's the audience.
Does he feel like the
funds that you collect at the door.
Is this one, what I mean is this one better than, say, Gandhi, or Rama, or Krishna?
Neither.
So they're just all the same old...
Which finger is more important? Show me which finger is more important.
I use this one more.
Take away one and see what happens to you.
Frustration.
Frustration. No. Some people are born in the next row and that's no frustration. But there's a tribe in India who are born with six fingers and six toes and they walk upside down.
Well, my cousin has that. And somebody else in my family. Is it an
hereditary. So the thing is this, nature has every kind of charade to play to make us feel stupid and smart at the same time.
Well, people could do that to each other with that nature.
But that's what they're for. How can people do it if nature didn't give it to them? So you didn't come before your environment, so don't try to make ideas that you don't have. The environment already got it waiting for you to recognize yourself.
God took the
opposite
of before I got here.
You see, I grow avocados in my backyard that defies everybody who knows how to grow avocados. And simply when they come and see you, I eat the avocado and I take the seed and I say to it. You came here before me, and you know how to grow. Grow, and I put it in the soil. I leave it right there. I don't even dig a hole to put it, and it grows. You've been to my place. How many avocado trees I got back in the backyard?
A few.
A few. The whole place is jam-packed.
Camp.
Not too long ago, one of those guys was studying in a horticulture camp. He can't believe avocado trees. He's seen them all thick growing. He said, how you do this? It's not possible.
That's because you're not home.
Me, I don't interfere with nature. I tell nature, do your work, I'll do the dirty work.
And you said, Marcia, water me.
No, that's Marcia.
He looks at the sad
the rain falls periodically. Now, you see, the rain falls periodically, regardless of mass, your water, that rain falls periodically and wet them. In a strange way, and they have the water to keep them going.
Okay, how did they get through? There is a roof on the
it comes down into the rock on the wall that comes in the ground. It soaks up the soil, and the soil keeps the water, and the water gets greener and greener and greener and bigger and bigger and bigger.
So Marcia really doesn't have the water. They just look dry. When God's coming.
And you just took this seed and you told it the truth and then threw it into the ground for it to do its thing.
I didn't put it into the ground. I spit it in the ground. I throw it in the ground.
Okay. That's the way nature does it.
Well, my cousin over here, when he was living, he had a outlet and a plant. But he got tired of fooling with it. He said, you either live or you go die right now and get on with it. And the thing started to move.
So they're causing a smart man.
Yeah. He was the one that had the extra pen and extra stuff.
Well, that's great.
Okay.
The environment came before you, friend. There is something you can do. But tell it to do its thing and leave you alone that you enjoy it.
So, do you relate to all these living things? I mean, plants and things? Do you?
I only got one rule in my place. No, come inside. I turn into a honeybee. Stay outside, I wouldn't touch. That's the only law I have to live.
What do you mean?
And every creature comes to my door. They don't cross inside. They know the rules.
Oh, the insects.
The
insects. You're talking about insects.
Insects, cats, and everything. Dogs.
I didn't know that was going to be fact, though. I mean,
they got the two cats actors watched out in my place all day, and they belong to somebody in the apartment complex. Where they come and sit down and supervise.
Are they the ones that were still there?
They march around and they keep the dogs.
And they climb up the tree.
And they patrol the whole place, and anybody come in there, the vans, they'll chase them. And they're never going to cross the door because they know. Now the roaches is the same, and the bugs are the same, and the flies are the same. They come on the patio, I don't bug them. But they step inside that room. I swallow them, and I say, well, it will be a honeybee. And they don't come around because they know the rules. I don't tell them. Do them any harm, then they're outside in the patio because they have every right to fly around the patio. But if they try to fly inside the building,
this is what I told the snakes.
Same way I tell lizards and everything. The only one I don't spank to the Shamanian. Because he eats the roaches. But so when he comes in here, he will be catching the roach that he blows up.
You've invited him in if he wants to catch a roach.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the Shamanian. He comes around there periodically to catch roaches. And when he catches them, he's gone up to this one roach. So these are even lucky coming by the place. And I've seen everybody come there, see it.
Now this is something anybody can do. I mean, we could do this at all.
Yeah.
Okay, what about our cat? He, in the winter, he can stay outside, can't he?
As long as he's on the outside in the patio, he has a little box for himself. Where you've got carpet and you come in the carpet and come in your bed, then you're inviting your own.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
He comes in the basement, down there.
That's all right.
Okay, but he doesn't come in the house.
Mm-hmm. Anytime an animal comes on your carpet, be prepared to be bitten by a flea. Mm-hmm. Because the flea has found a new home, and you made it available by allowing the animal to come inside the house.
Mm-hmm. And I'm right about this. This is not. Yes, it is. I felt like the cat should be in the house.
You see,
I said just
the origin of leprosy begins with a flea. Bit a rat. That bit the human being, and then the human being got leprosy. And research has shown that leprosy is contracted by fleas biting rats. And people who sleep outdoors in the jungle area or mostly primitive society don't have any way to protect themselves from rats. And so when the rat bites them, then they get the leprosy. The flea is really the one that infests them.
So the flea that is the one that infests and begins those kind of diseases, is this right with AIDS?
They're tracing them back to fleas that give it to monkeys, that monkeys give to human beings. Your pet is not your friend. You carry fleas.
But have they really traced it back to AIDS in transferring the disease to the body? Because I haven't seen anything scientific. You know, I keep reading.
AIDS is a virus.
Yeah, I know it's a virus.
So it kind of has to come from an insect biting, transferring.
But it was sick.
Where do you think all the diseases of the human being is suffering from? Where they came from? Man didn't have disease until Moses took the insects out of the desert to harass the Pharaoh, who wouldn't release the human beings to go to freedom. So he infested their homes with the fleas, the bugs, and the roaches. And the people who never used all wrong things.
So every time an Egyptian incarnation comes up, we get it. Oh, you need it with Egyptian.
And they mean stubbornness, so they were being really stubborn, so he brought them in.
That's good.
Yeah, but he didn't pick up his residue and take it back.
That was a good king. He had a lot of raw food, high nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. What's radish?
Nitrogen makes you tough, you know. He was not going to let go. And Moses knows, yes, but Moses knows the road that he got to go. Go, Moses, go. Don't let my people go. I'm going to let you go. Okay, buddy boy. Priscilla? The deacon?
Correct.
Butt control for him again.
What?
Killed the first one. What do you think it was? Word control. You caused what? The death of the first one. Because it's birth control.
Yeah, when you think about it.
No way to think about it. See, we...
I don't really think about it.
100 years ago, anything like that is jungle abuse. Today is what? Clinical abuse? Where I grew up, taking you and dumping you in the water to make you float to see if you're going to stay alive would be considered human abuse. In this society, in that society, if you don't float, you die pretty fast because you're not going to be able to hang around when you leave it to yourself. Your body isn't accustomed and wouldn't cope with swimming. And you won't panic and you're drunk, stupid, nothing. Their techniques may be crude, but their techniques work to survive. We may be very sophisticated on our techniques, or we end up having a big welfare problem to pay for it.
The kids that didn't survive, are they the ones that only wanted to come in, had to come in for a short karmic ball game?
Tell me more, if it's karma, yeah. They're not in something for nothing. We don't see that yet. Because science one day will have to face the facts. Right now, they don't like Einstein's law or Newton's law. Unified field and relativity.
Every they don't action, like it, or they just can't explain it.
They don't like it. Every action has an equal reaction. Who likes that? Hmm? You don't get something from nothing, so who likes that?
Everybody. Rather disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah?
All of my nothing things are going.
We had nothing, you didn't want to have anything. It could be nothing.
Yeah, but I thought my illusions were going to be my illusions within my illusions.
Well, naturally, you can't lose the ion, you'll get ill. See, ill if you lose the ion.
Oh.
So you're going to be a sick person. But if you got the ion and it doesn't go off, you're enlightened. So no more loose and no more illness. See? So get rid of the illusion and get the ion. I am that I am. That's what Moses heard, but wrote down, I am that I am. And remove your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. No holy ground? In the dirt, the heart of what, the four elements, and you're made of it. And it's me, God. Yeshua is made of it, so take them out and respect what you are, dust. You're all the Bhabuti.
Why do they always stress respect? What is respect? Oh.
Inspect is to see, right?
I don't know, I'm asking.
Inspect is to see.
Oh,
check.
Inspect, okay.
And respect is to what? Take a rest and look at it. Check it over. You want another check?
Exactly.
Well, that's what you're paying respect. You're doing a double check for the thing.
Another check. My father wants a double check.
Why not? So there we have Mr. Grabacek grabbing the check.
That's,
I love all these people who are representing their government because they're indicative of the world's joy.
Indicative of what?
World joy.
World
joy? Joy. We call it policy. Oh. World joy? World joy. Why is it the policy?
They're indicative of it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. They're indicative of it. Beat around the bush?
Beat around the bush. That's the joy of it. That's his policy. Beat around the bush.
That's his policy.
So if we vote Wilder in, we got what?
Wildfire.
But Wildfire? You'll be the first colored governor?
You're going to be with Overwild.
Overwild. So we better go with Coleman. Agreed?
Yeah. And he's very cold.
Even if he doesn't go for smoking, I vote for Coleman.
What's quail?
Beat around the bush. Quail through the bush.
Well, the Lowndes was their governor now, and he stayed overseas for about 60-some days or more. What was that? The Lowndes. Be the owls, huh?
The
real thing, word of man. He had stayed out of the state more than any governor.
And you see, you've got Castro, he's castrated. He's going to go up there to Cuba.
Cuba.
And Noriega is no rage. Everybody's up in arms except him.
Everybody's up in arms
except him. No rage.
No rage. This is true. Everybody's upset. But him, he's just going up cruising on.
Tough luck. Ah, yeah, you idiot.
Gaddafi, Gaddafi, Gaddafi. Lots of Gaddafi. But then
what about Oliver North?
Comini checked out, so he's checked that out.
Oliver North?
Don't give me the money, Comini. So he checked out his money went out. So he's done gone. North? He could go south. Jordan. And the other guy in China is Jing. That's the
jingle. That's the jingle. All this wisdom we're getting tonight.
But it's funny. Well, but it really isn't funny because we all have the same thing.
Of course. Your name is your occupation, like it or not.
Okay, it's whether or not you're not. Yeah, see, we laugh at them, but... I need to know what Denise is.
He's a business alignment. Lots of earth. Dig up the ground. There's a rubber buck. Now the rubber buck is gone. We got the rubber seared up. So the rubber seared up.
You can write the book of comedy. So Georgie is what?
Go ahead, play with that one.
Georgie. I'm not sure. Every now and then I tag him with one part of me and then I tag him with another part of me.
Georgie is a gorge.
What a way to do it.
Gorge, gorge is a gorge. Okay, George the gorge.
So what about Catherine?
Catherine? It's better not to go into the matron.
Come on, do that.
It's the gorgeous Catherine.
Oh, God.
Okay, my parents love me. My parents love me.
Oh, yes, they love you, sure. Because they pay the rent. That's what they call them, parents. What do you think they call them, parents?
So the joke is what?
The joke. That's the joke.
Okay, Denise is?
More than Denise.
More than Denise.
Denise.
I don't get it. Where is
Denise?
Within. Do you walk them or straighten them up or bend them?
Bend
them. But then Denise is the door too. Deny yourself the bending of the knees.
So stand up.
Stand up on your two feet.
Stand up on your own 2 feet, you silly person.
Okay. Stand on the wall.
What's Linda?
Linda, watch out, don't bloody borrow from your payback.
Linda.
I don't lend, they don't pay back.
Right.
I hoard my money. See, I told you, see? It's my geometry, I told you. I have to be secure.
If you loan the money, make sure to pay back. You got a security.
Okay, Kim would want to know when you're not get back to it. What is Kim?
Kim?
Kim.
I am. Kim, I am.
That's next to Kim.
Next to Kim?
Well, your Kim is...
Your cousin.
Kim. Yeah, I know what it's Kim.
Yeah. All Kims are like cousins, so skinful.
Kim?
We always had kinfolk, but now we've got skin.
I'm not finished with this.
Oh, well, Kim, she's not finished on her. She skipped them.
She wants to get to the origin of this.
Oh, I get to the end of it. All right. Next to kin, skinfolk. Okay.
He didn't make kinfolk yet.
He didn't make kinfolk yet?
He's next to kin.
He's next to kin, and he hasn't made kin, so he's kin.
He's an outsider. That's what Kim is. Kim.
Next to?
He's not next to, he's not your kin.
Right.
So there is no kin, there's no kin of kinfolk here.
That's what he, oh, he needs to.
He's an independent person.
Right. And that's, but that's,
right.
But, and these are all our things, and that's the thing that he has to cope with. And that's what I have to cope with.
Yeah.
I end up on my
own TV. Really? Yeah. Always try to put it on the real before you ever live it.
That's me, that's me. That's my hand.
William.
Okay.
You know, every William I know wants to collect on the real and go on with it. What did Daddy leave me? What did Mother leave me?
Nothing for nothing.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't fit me.
Will I am?
Collect on the real. When his parents died, he went up there and he said, Mom, I'm
still the will. Still the will.
He wouldn't come home with anything except I said I wanted something.
But he's still the will.
He's gone missing because they've gone. So Cliff, maybe.
Okay.
Because he's junior.
Cliff is hanging. That's what they call hanging.
Mm-hmm. His real name is Cliff Ford.
Well, but if you hang by the edge, you're going to cross over where you fall. That's what a Ford is, you know. If you're over Mr. Ford, he's the president that did what? Over between Nixon. Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon. Well, he happened to come in just in time to cross over the board.
Yeah, because Nixon,
right. And Carter couldn't Carter it no more. And then a ray gun came in, a ray gun at all. Are you going to shoot us with ray guns?
Then now we're going to
bushwhack it.
And so in Virginia, we're not going to take Wilder, we're going to high school.
See, the other guy who was going to run the last time.
Your cold man.
What was the other guy's name that was running?
The caucus.
She couldn't.
Oh,
God. Too much caucus. Too much caucus. He would never have made it.
Lieutenant Governor is Dalton. What's her name?
Edie Dalton.
Eddie. Okay, Eddie Dalton. And what's the other? Benedetti? No, that he's going to Mercy. That's the attorney general. What's a Benedetti?
What is Natalie?
Know how to lie naturally.
natural art.
Well, a loka or neva, there is no commandment on shall not lie. She knows how to present white lies very nice. Whatever she says, nice white lie. She's a good politician.
We'll
vote
for her.
She's the one we'll vote
for.
Rosalie is...
She makes her life very rosy.
Make everybody's life very rosy, or just hers?
Yeah, she'll give you a nice rosy life.
Yes, she does.
She can promise you lots of roses.
I'll
go
down my family. What about David?
The Avid. Very the Avid. Avid wants to be Avid, but in love. David was in love that he could kill Goliath with a slingshot. Tell you the truth. Oh, you're very avid.
Avid.
You know what avid is? I think I can, but I don't know if I can. So it's a double talk. But I'll tell you through the slingshot. You didn't know if the thing would have hit like Goliath and knock it down. So that's basically what avid or David is. They're always double talking themselves. Danny. Danny and then Elias.
Danny. He seems to get that. Can do the touch. Say, if you needed the green ray, you could touch this green glass.
But isn't that what all the wise men have done? They're teaching us or telling us that the feeling is in the body itself, is just a beautiful feeling or sense. And I got it to get sick.
I feel glad I get my program in my.
But that's what you choose. That's what you can do. Then find it. Accept.
What kind of thing was I having when I said, yeah, I'll do all this? Hey, God, yeah, I'm going to play that role.
It's like Superman.
When you reached the level,
what is Superman? It's a krypton-based mechanism acting in a human form. And when it wants to switch from its mundane function as a clerk to its particular potential as a krypton body, that krypton body can travel through space. The carbon body can do the same thing. There is no limitation to it to travel like the krypton body. Then all these bodies can travel. The only difference is that the carbon is the one element that will outlast all of them when they come to crash. That's the permanency. That's why all of them wanted to be permanent. They wanted to own the country. They can't. There's no way. And so therefore the carbon was given the last opportunity, but the carbon was put to experience turn down of all the powers in order for it to go through the role of a sperm ovum process and to work by way of humility to return back to that principle. And then that totality is amplified. In other words, I like Superman's and all the other guys, but I got the most unique body that will take me time to work mine out. And that's what the painful mechanism is, the carbon-based body. It's the only one that is unique in chemistry in anything. There is no other form or element that could match the carbon. But the carbon has to go through three stages. The others don't have to. They're instant what they are. So, when Superman wants to lift off, all you just take a deep breath and lift. So, point is the carbon-based body has to work through being a charcoal, through a carborundum, right up to the diamond itself. Then in that state, it's permanent. It doesn't change no more. It can move through all the time frames and it's permanent. That is what we have been offered as the Oscar by the creative intelligence who put the whole thing together, knowing fully well, he knows fully well that the rest are mock-up and jerks. Otherwise, he wouldn't choose the carbon body. Oh, the creator was putting a thing together and then not knowing a warranty of his own creation. That'd be funny. The family is how he selects so many different types to work through all the fixations to the one that is most unique. The one that is most unique is carbon. Not even iron is not unique. Think of iron. And iron can't do it. Yep. Iron cool blood and the berry. That's
right.
You are a cosmic nurse maid.
So you're not laying most of the time like Superman.
What does Superman do? He's a nurse maid when there's what? A calamity?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what is he doing? Writing up reports?
Right.
What is Jesus doing right now? Going around looking for somebody to wake up their nose?
Don't tell me he had paperwork too.
Yeah.
Jenny, don't get me that game.
There was a report yesterday by the Task News Agency in Moscow. Touchdown on a flying saucer. It was actually a ball of spirit, they say. And the extraterrestrial creatures with little knobby head landed in the Russian city of Vorhees. They were towering. They were real big creatures with small knobby heads pulling to their head. And they just walked around the park, strolling the park with a little robot. And so this article, this newspaper article, sort of making fun of it. You know, as if it were just a figment of their imagination. And they also mentioned the manner in which the Soviets detected it was identified by means of bilocation, an extra sensory method of tracking objects that people would. Is this part of the Soviet Union's interesting?
They're the first group of people to do the metaphysical research on a physical level, breakthrough to make us wake up. But there are more going on around us. We would never accept pure photography. Now we are the ones who are busy or doing all kind of money spending. I got a friend who was stationed in Washington. He's doing his calls to the phone every time. Da-da-da-da. I said, well, look, you had your chance, man. Get on the ball. Carrying on photography is old.
So they
have the funding. The problem goes with the funding. The research. Then it's just objects have definite electrical properties, and the human being is the first one to recognize it because, well, it's the whole mechanism set up that way. But it's not accepted because it's too weird. One person making a statement like that, and everybody can duplicate it. It's a weird statement. If you've got 100 people all saying the same thing at the same time, what are you going to do? And that's what we're talking about. So we look through a microscope, we all agree that the thing looks like that. Then the person who first drew it without having a microscope, they say you're right. But then that's after we look through the microscope. But before we look through, oh no, we can't believe that's nonsense. You mean the devil, you close your eyes and saw that? So
is. But that's how you think. But that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that attitude. Because you can't take both feet on the floor and expect to stand up. You have to stand on one and lift up one. So therefore, practical function and is necessary with the research function. But we're getting more and more aware of ourselves. The more we become aware of ourselves, the more society changes. That's good. Not a problem.
So I'm going to keep an eye out for some people up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. Hey man, you got some ash? I could throw it in jail. No, I said ash. Ash with an A, man.
A religious ash.
Yeah.
They had the